Emporia State Jones Endowed Professor of Aquatic Sciences, Dr. Rachel Bowes, and Ben Neely, Fisheries Biologist with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks.
Ben, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you all this morning?
Doing good. Doing well. Thanks. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have Rachel and Ben in this morning to talk about a story we've been telling you about this week, and that is, Chuck, it's almost time to wet a line.
Apparently.
It sounds like. King Lake on the Emporia State campus, a public fishing lake. Well, Ben, how did this all get started?
Well, so whenever the Payrock Center was built, it really highlighted King Lake, and it brought a lot of attention to that area. We're always, as an agency, we're always looking for new places for people to fish, places where we can manage fish community. And I kind of created an opportunity where we got with Dr. Bowes and Dr. Mays over at the Payrock Center and started thinking about, if we could look into this a little bit.
And the way it sounds here, too, is, we had a big study here, Dr. Bowes, that your students really drove to kind of set the stage here for this moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it made perfect sense to collaborate with KDWP, with one of their offices being located on ESU campus. So I just recently started this fall, and so I reached out to Ben and the other fish guys at KDWP and said, hey, I'm teaching fish ecology. Want to come out and do a study on King Lake? And yeah, my students really took the initiative, and we did lots of preliminary studies of the lake to figure out what was there. Is it even useful for people to be fishing it? And then when we found that it was pretty diverse in terms of the fish that we found, it made perfect sense to be like, well, why isn't this a public fishing lake? We should have people be fishing and enjoying all of these.
Well, Ben, what is required, I guess, for a body of water to be named a public fishing venue?
Well, we have a few different options in Kansas. As far as what's required, that we need to have a body of water that either sustains a fishery or can support a fishery with proper management. King Lake is enrolled in our Community Fisheries Assistance Program, and that's similar to like the Jones Park Lakes or Peter Pan Lake in town, where essentially the department is providing a payment to the entity that owns the lake, in this case Emporia State University, in exchange for management responsibilities where, the department will take care of the fish management, and then the entity that owns it will provide, they'll allow public access. So as far as what's needed, essentially it's just the ability to support a fishery. And there's a program that Wildlife and Parks will have to facilitate that and make it available for public angling.
Ben, what really made King Lake stand out and made it qualify for being designated as a public fishing lake?
The visibility, honestly. In the past, it was just a borrow pit over there, and with this great new Payrock building, it really has drawn attention to the lake. We fielded a lot of questions about it as that was being built. So really just that visibility. And then when we went with Dr. Bowes and sampled the lake with her students, and saw the fish community, as she alluded to, it just kind of made sense at that point that was capable of sustaining a population that could provide recreational angling. So it just made sense at that point.
And for those who may not know, I've been asked this a couple of times since the story came out earlier this week. Well, where's King Lake? Well, it's on the north end of the Emporia State campus across from I-35. And with the addition of the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, otherwise known as Payrock, built on the north shore there, the lake is getting all kinds of use, specifically for great educational programs. It is a busy place out there, and that's certainly a positive thing. And Dr. Bowes, obviously you talk about hands-on learning. This would certainly fit in that category for biology students at Emporia State, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's always been our kind of claim to fame here at ESU, in particular in the biology department, is really getting students out in the field and getting hands-on experience doing things that they would otherwise have to learn on the job. So we're preparing them before they even go out for applying for jobs.
So how will the biology students, they are going to be creating management plans for the lake? Exactly how will this work?
Yeah, great question. So we did some preliminary studies, but this fall I'll be teaching a course called Fisheries Management. So the idea is the whole course is now built around King Lake. So the students will get to do preliminary surveys and do map environment and look at all sorts of things related to the lake's watershed, like water quality, historical information, not only what kind of fish and plants and wildlife are there, but also look at maybe aerial photos and how the bottom of the lake looks, because all of these contribute to what we create and call a management plan, which is basically like a really site-specific goals and strategies to address problems and also create a really successful fishery for people to enjoy.
You know, part of what was announced in the news release earlier this week dealt with you know, what type of fish to stock, especially immediately, the possibility of maybe adding winter fishing options through rainbow trout. But it didn't really talk about maybe, you know, as you had mentioned, kind of keeping the lake in that great shape here for fishing, and kind of what type of food would need to go into the lake in order to make sure that the fish are in good shape as well. So what are some of the different ways that you're looking at, you know, maybe stocking the lake and then keeping that lake in as good a shape as possible here for both the fish and the anglers?
Yeah, that's great question also. Considering our preliminary studies, we found lots and lots and lots of bluegill and white crappie and green sunfish. And some of them looked like they were kind of stunted in their growth, meaning that they're basically competing with each other. And so adding other fish species that are going to be feeding on those smaller ones is going to help support like more of a balanced ecosystem. So adding things like largemouth bass or channel catfish or even something like rainbow trout that's going to be feeding on some of those smaller fish, thinning that out to make it more of a healthy population for those panfish, but then also adding lots of cool opportunities for people to catch things like largemouth bass and catfish and trout.
And talking with Dr. Rachel Bowes, Jones Endowed Professor of Aquatic Sciences at Emporia State, and Ben Neely, fisheries biologist at the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And Ben, let's talk about some rules and regulations for King Lake as far as what people will have guidelines to follow when they head out fishing.
Sure. So for now, we're going with no boats allowed, just shoreline angling. That's something that's going to be readdressed later, but for the time being, we're going to go no boats. We're following statewide regulations all the way on this. So for the fish that are there, you know, largemouth bass, you can harvest five over 15 inches. They have to be 15 inches to keep. White crappie are limited at 50 per day with no length limit, and there aren't very many channel catfish in there now. But once they get stocked later this fall, we'll be looking at 10 per day with no length limit there as well. And ultimately, we'll be working with Rachel and her class, and we'll further modify these regulations, to meet the objectives that the students determine and what feedback we get from the public. But for now, we're just sticking with the statewide regulations to get started.
I have to ask one more question here, Ben. Can you dip your line in the King Lake now, or do you have to wait a little bit?
Yep, it's ready to go. So it is open, and yeah, just in time for spring.
Well, that's outstanding. How deep is the lake, Ben?
So maximum depth is it's somewhere around 5 foot. It's shallow all the way across. Okay. So the deepest water and where I suspect anglers will have the most luck is kind of on the north end. There's some rocky shoreline there, and whenever we were doing our surveys, that's where we ended up finding, you know, a good portion of the fish. That's where I'd start if I were over there.
Well, that's a great tip, Ben.
Pop your line right off the Payrock shelf.
Inside
away
information.
Go.
Yeah, I know. Inside information. That's good stuff. Well, we're excited about the news, and I'm just assuming that a lot of people will be taking advantage of King Lake on the Emporia State campus, now a public fishing lake. Well, Rachel, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, Ben, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right, have a great day. That's Dr. Rachel Bowes, Jones Endowed Professor of Aquatic Sciences at Emporia State, and Ben Neely, Fisheries Biologist at Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, next week we have Wednesday and Friday open, the 4th and the 6th, and we do have a couple of scatter dates already claimed for later in the month of May. So give us a call at 620-342-1400. Sally Sanchez joins us to discuss Cinco de Mayo activities, not this weekend, but next weekend, and then Danny Broyles will be on Tuesday's Newsmaker segment with an early look ahead to the Flint Hills Beef Fest.
The cattle portion of that is underway, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, Newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at the Olby Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olby Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olby Chicken House, 742, 63 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Would you like to feel younger, increase your energy, repair your mood, and restore your mental clarity?